Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here is our guy, John Lopez, OG, who is also a huge A&M fan. He had a prediction of the game, too. Right? Tyler is pretty confident, or at least he is saying words that appear that he's confident. John Lopez, he wasn't fronting either. This was Lopez earlier in his confidence on how this game is going to go between Arkansas and A&M.
Aggies and Hogs should be a coin flip type of game.
Should it?
I think the Aggies are going to run them. I was very nervous yesterday.
Ooh, told you he'd talk himself into it.
I normally don't.
I told you it was coming.
But I started looking at this game. You know how you just piddle and you start looking at different things. There's no way the Aggies won't show up. They didn't show up last year. Given Appalachian State.
Yeah.
And that they didn't show up last year against Arkansas.
Yeah.
One thing I know is going to happen.
It's coming.
They're going to show up. I mean, they're going to play really good football. If the Aggies play really good football, they're going to win. But in my opinion, they're going to, after App State and last year against Arkansas, they're going to bring it. If they bring it, they're better than Arkansas.
Well said, J-Lo. Well said.
I knew Tyler was going to do this first
because Clint, God dog it.
No, I'm
hanging in this.
You're on that bus with him.
I'm just saying, John Lopez, John McClain,
and Tyler Miller.
I'm riding in the fire too. I'll admit it. But man, you're right, man. Like what in the world gives Lopez that confidence that they're going to play good football? What gives him that complete confidence?
Like, that's where
he is so confident. Last year they didn't show up, but this year, everything I've seen since they skipped the bowl game and everything they've done, this year they're going to show up.
What? Why are we acting like the Aggies didn't just beat the number 13 team in the country? Well, was that just nothing?
Who are you talking about?
He's talking about Miami. They just beat Miami.
We're acting like, I mean, I know App State happened, but did that game last week just, does that just mean nothing?
No, that was a nice win.
It
was a nice win. You proud of it?
I mean, anytime you beat a ranked opponent, I think that's something you can stick a feather in your hat about, but the job ain't done.
Just step in real quick, and I'll let Clint jump in. But Tyler, from what Jimbo and this program done, like you're unwavering confidence that Texas A&M is going to show up and play good football.
Yes,
you have 100% confidence. Stop, Cheryl. 100% confidence.
Come on, Cheryl.
That they are going to play good football.
Yes, but this defense has played good football every game of the year so far.
I can have that, but you think totally.
What do you mean?
Like,
well, that's,
you
that's...
feel like Jimbo is going to have them out. All right, Jimbo's going to have them guys ready to play. Like, you got 100% confidence in that.
Yes. How do we, like, just discredit the defense has done? The offense has been a problem. But to act like there's just no good coming right now out of the Texas A&M program this season, I think is inaccurate.
Nobody's talking about any good coming out. We're talking about the level of confidence. I'm talking about the level of confidence
that
you and John Lopez have and the lack of evidence that would lead a man there over the last 14 or 15 games. I'm putting my Razorback side. I mean, the game is tomorrow. No big deal. Like, I've watched A&M for a year and three games now, and there's no way – you didn't go into that ball game last week confident that they were going to beat the number 13 team in the country. And there's nothing that they've done other than recruit well last year that puts you in a spot where you are confident that they're going to – your words earlier, they're going to mop the floor with Arkansas. And John's words are they're going to run them.
No, but he whispered it too. I think they're going to run them.
That's what we're talking
no,
about.
No, and I
it's
get
like,
that.
What has gone on that put you in a place where you're mopping the floor
right.
with a good football team and John McClain is running them to a good football team?
And I'm saying what I have seen has been tremendous kind of stuff from that defense, from that Aggie defense. I mean, this could be a top tier defensive unit in the country. And you're banking on this offensive line keep getting healthy for the Aggies. You're banking on Jimbo Fisher, which he has shown to do, game plan for a big game in a big way, and get that offense going, hopefully, in the right direction. But I've seen great things from the defense. I've seen the potential with the receivers and the playmakers for Texas A&M, and I know they're playing the worst-ranked pass offense in the country this week. So that is where my confidence stems from.
It's just interesting because, like, to me, I don't think, and there are probably some out there right now, if you're a U of H fan as they play Rice, I don't think that you are you feel 100% confident that Dana's going to have them guys out there ready based off what you've seen this year. And I don't think even Texas, when they roll into Tech, is 100% sure that their guys are going to be rolling and ready. I don't think John McClain thinks Baylor is 100% going to just roll in.
Ron, let me
Ames,
stop
Iowa,
you right there.
To Ames, Iowa. You said it. Hell, and he knows exactly what they're going to get from him. I just find that odd that any of those three teams don't. But A&M, like, all right, I know. Last year they did not show up against Arkansas.
They did not.
And since what has happened to A&M, their show up has been up and down since that game. Like, it showed up against Alabama, then they didn't show up. In some other games, they didn't show up against LSU. They did. Did they really show up against App State? They didn't. Did they? Like, it's Calzada. I'm just talking about the ability where you know. All right, I know Jimbo's going to have them guys ready. Like, to me, hell, I don't know if Jimbo's going. If everybody's going to make it to the game on Saturday. I mean, with Jimbo and them, they might have some suspensions before they even get to Saturday.
Clown.
Like, to me, it's just like, like I'm with you. Like, I'm a ride with my team, and I think they got a chance to win. And I think A&M has a chance to win.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.